Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Who's
persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host,
Anna. The Real McCoy.
All right, we want to thank you for listening. So today, you have just tuned in to Woman Act Now Radio on blogtalkradio.com. I am your the trusted sidekick, Shauna Stallworth, and next to me, if you are watching us online, is Coach Anna McCoy, our host for the show.
Hey, Shauna, how you doing today?
I'm excellent. How are you today?
I am doing just fine now that I'm full and everything.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing super.
Good. Well, all this week, Coach, we've been talking about decluttering, renewing, and simplifying your life. Yes, you look wonderful.
Thank you very much.
And we're so excited because we're going to continue in that frame. We've used this forum a lot of times to kind of help move forward as it relates to what we talk about within our organization, Woman Act Now.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the challenges that we've been giving the ladies are decluttering their makeup bag and decluttering their trunk, decluttering the junk drawer,
mm-hmm.
and some of the ladies have been meeting their challenges. And I'm so excited because today I can say I met all three. It took me a while, but I still met them.
Ooh, celebration!
Ooh.
Oh, boy, that is so wonderful, Shauna. So
yes,
glad
aren't you
that
proud
you.
Of
me? Yes, I am. And I want to welcome our viewers. I see you coming into the Woman Act Now radio program, our viewers and our listeners today. So if you want to jump into the conversation, you know we're talking about decluttering and simplifying. And if we have any of our callers on the line, we want you to call in today, or if you're in our chat rooms, to chat with us and tell us, how is decluttering helping your life? So that's really where I want to start out with, since Shauna has been able to achieve her challenges today. So tell me, how did it feel to declutter, Shauna?
You know what? I had a couple of feelings going on.
Oh.
The first one was, you know what, I should have done this a long time ago. And the next one was, whoa, this is just too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think I had a feeling of both a good and a bad of just trying to get it done and the whole idea of getting it done and feeling overwhelmed when you look into that drawer. My drawer was the worst. My jewelry drawer, that was the worst.
Mm. Why was that so bad, Sean?
Because I let it get in. I mean, it was just all in disarray.
Kind of like mine is.
And
I know that's what you wanted me to clean out, because I can't ever find anything rare. When I have to go somewhere, I've got to go find some new jewelry, because I can't find nothing in that decluttering drawer. So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
But the funny thing about it is that I have compartments in there that I could have just easily put the stuff back in. It's just sheer laziness not doing it. And so all of the beads and the earrings, and it's not like I have a whole bunch because I keep it streamlined, so I don't have to worry about it getting too overpacked.
It obviously got too overpacked or underpacked.
Yeah, it was just stuff everywhere. I even had pens in the drawer. That's not supposed to be in the drawer.
Lipstick, too?
Uh-huh. I had old bills in the drawer. That's not supposed to be in the drawer. Quick Clean. It's from Quick Clean. Quick Cleaning.
Quick Cleaning?
Uh-huh. You know how it is.
Stuff when you probably picked up for me.
Well, when you do a quick clean, you know, you use any drawer that you can for a junk drawer.
Oh, quick cleaning, not like the cleaner.
No, quick cleaning.
Oh, quick cleaning, ladies and gentlemen.
So
I thought she was talking about No. Quick cleaners. You know what I mean? But she's saying clean up quick.
Yeah. You know,
for those of you who didn't understand, too.
But, you know, you use it for everything. So I had pens, old bills. What else did I find in there?
That was just the junk drawer. Was that the jewelry drawer, the makeup drawer?
It was the jewelry drawer.
Oh.
I did too. Well, I had a couple of things for my junk drawer.
Mm-hmm.
It was my jewelry drawer, and then I do actually have a junk drawer, too, in the kitchen. I haven't gotten to those yet.
Oh.
So I did the jewelry drawer first because that was important to me.
Okay.
And when I looked in there, that's why I said I found everything. Pens, old bills. I had some hair pins in there.
Okay. You was glad to find them, wasn't you?
Mm-hmm. And so everything now is in its own little box in the drawer. It's all neat. I was so glad I pulled it out this morning. It looked like it did when I first organized it.
Oh, when you moved in 4 years ago?
No. You know what? No, because it's been good up until, it's probably last year.
See, she lost count. Last year was probably 2 years ago because it goes by so very quickly.
But look, my makeup bag wasn't that bad at all.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Well, does that mean you didn't throw anything away?
No, I did throw some things away. But that one I keep decluttered pretty good.
Oh, that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I only have one.
Oh.
I only have one.
What happened to our silver makeup bag, makeup kit?
That don't count.
What happened to that one?
I don't know if I have that or if Trina has it.
We have one. I ain't seen that in years. We put this little kit together. It probably need to be decluttered as well.
Sure does.
So when we think about decluttering, ladies, we've talked about so many things this entire month on decluttering and trying to get our lives together. So I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to invite you into the show today because I want to talk about a little bit today about the benefits and the effects, and that's what you've been talking about. I think there's some really great benefits to decluttering your life. Number one, I think one of the best ones is if you find some money, you will really be happy.
You know what? You surely will. I found some coins, and I just put it in our little coin jar.
Girl, I found $20 today.
Really?
Yeah, I know it wasn't mine, and it wasn't even from no
What were you cleaning out today?
I wasn't cleaning out nothing.
Well, that don't count.
I cleaned it up when I saw it on the ground. You believe that? I picked that up. But what happened is I saw this $20 my honey had all folded up in his on his side of the bathroom counter, right?
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, he didn't give me that yesterday because I had to go to the store. And he said, this is all I got. And there was this nicely folded $20 bill. And so I saw it. And I said, look at God, he want to give me that anyway. And so when I found it in the garage, he must have dropped it out of his pocket.
Uh-huh.
So I found it in the garage. And, oh, my God, I was so excited. I had gotten in the car, and I just looked over there. Like, God told me to look.
$20.
There was that $20 sitting on the floor. I jumped out of that car and ran over there and got that $20. You better believe it. And that $20 is in my wallet. And he probably wondering what happened to the $20, and he probably don't even care. But anyway, I got that $20. So there are some real benefits to decluttering your life. And one of them really is being able to find money. You know,
yes.
And what I mean by that, one of the ways that people lose money, lose checks, I got a $250 money order sitting on my desk right now. John, I need to deposit it in the bank. You know why? Because it was under all the clutter. Somebody said, shoot, I wish I had $250 money order. But that's where it is, and it was under the clutter. Not to mention I probably found a few other little checks that I might have had. They weren't a whole lot, but the point being is that you probably have some, or maybe this is a good one, gift cards. That's from birthdays. And you remember all them gift cards I found?
Yes.
Yeah, honey, about $250 worth of gift cards. You know, somebody ought to be saying, that Coach Anna, she just don't appreciate money. That's what you should be saying, girl, because you're right. I tell you, don't have any. Ooh, you know what else I found when I was decluttering? My Starbucks cards. Lord have mercy.
How many did you find?
Girl, I found about three of them. Three of them, and I knew I had some money on them because on my iPhone, I have some, what do you call those? I got my iPhone app for my Starbucks cards.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so every time you get one, you can put it in here so you can keep a count of what your, see, that was
$10. Oh, of what your amounts are.
Yeah, what your amounts are. See, 10, 5. I got to find that one. I couldn't find that one. That was one I bought at Christmas time. And then I got one with $2.90
on it. Well, maybe you gave that one away.
I didn't give that away to nobody. It's in here somewhere in the clutter, probably in all them cards over there.
No.
But you see what I'm saying? What's that? $10, $15, $17.90 I found right there. But I'm still missing that $5 one. But I spent one the other day, and I was so excited. I said, mm-hmm. He says, you still got a $2.90 on that. I said, thank you very much. That'd be another cup of coffee some other day. But when you think about the benefits of decluttering, mm-hmm. what's another, when you think about decluttering, I've talked about one of the benefits is really being able to sort through your inventory, figuring out what you do have. And it's a beautiful thing to declutter
mm-hmm.
and realize that you need something and you know exactly where it is. Yes, that's one of the benefits.
It's true, actually.
Because my sweetheart needed something, and I felt so good. Because I could go to my
exactly
little drawer, honey, and I knew exactly where it was. I said to myself, I got everything in the world already.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, I just don't know where half of it is. Because everything I'm probably ever going to need, I probably already have it.
You probably right.
Because I probably used it before. Well, I did get something new this week.
What?
Elmer's glue.
Yes,
I did not have an Elmer's glue. So I bought me some Elmer's All Glue
this week.
I had to add that to my inventory. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about what are some of the benefits, I think some of the other benefits are, too, is that you see what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when you identify what you have, you can begin to share that, you know, share some of those things with other people. Now, you remember I made a great trade today, right? I mean, yesterday.
Yes, it was really great.
Yes, ma'am. So I had a great trade with one of our members. You know, we are trading, selling, or giving.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trading a book, and I should let people know that book is gone.
Yes.
Okay, Success Acceleration. And I traded that book for a beautiful girl. I should get my thing so they know what I got.
Oh, let me go get it. I'll go get it.
Yeah, when you finish that, you go get my beautiful cross that I got as a trade for this book. Okay, you see what I'm saying? So that's one of the benefits for decluttering. Go on and get my
I'm
cross.
I'm going to get the cross,
and I'm gonna be right here with you. So when we think about decluttering our lives, there are some benefits and there are some effects. Let's talk about a little bit about the effects of decluttering. I think number one certainly is clarity. Oh, my God. You get a little bit of clarity and a little bit of peace in your environment. You have an ability to navigate through things. Let's talk about the effects of physically decluttering in your life. Oh, I'm already hearing those stories, and I'm getting emails, got some emails this morning about decluttering and how it's been years since people have taken time to physically declutter. If you've ever seen any of those shows on hoarding, you can see the effect that it has on people's lives, you know, from causing them to become introverted to shameful to guilt to all of those different things when you have clutter in your life. But then when you declutter, some of the effects of that is freedom, clarity, your ability to walk through a particular area in your home, to be able to go through a drawer in your home. When you think about the physical decluttering and the effects and the benefits of doing so. So, again, you know, we're going to continue to talk about some of those ideas when it comes to decluttering your life. You know, the assumption is that perhaps, you know, we've talked about it enough, but I don't think so. Remember, I want to remind you of the challenge this week, which is decluttering your trunk. Now, I'm going to declutter my trunk, which is almost decluttered because I have my golf clubs back there because I played golf yesterday. And then I am going to just put some other stuff back there. I've been riding around in the car about 4 months that I could easily take out and put back in its proper place. I have some things that I have in my mind that I know are there. So we want to make sure that I get that out. But I'm also going to declutter those things on the sides of the car, you know, the side and the door. Oh, that's a mess. I'm going to videotape it for you. It's a mess over there. Okay, on both sides. Then I'm going to do the trunk. So you try it too. At least it'll be decluttered for a little while. Maybe not long, but for a little while. So when you think about decluttering in your life, I want to share with you some more ideas to simplify. Last week, or maybe the week before, when I was doing the show, Shauna and Leslie did a great show on last week. But let's think about simplifying. I think one of the ways to simplify is simply to think about some of the things that you're doing. About, you remember we called the stuff, if it's something you bought and now it's called stuff, then it's probably time to get rid of that. But when you think about simplifying, you can begin to simplify some of your home tasks. In that vein, think about all the stuff you do at home. Sometimes our home task list is just as long as our work list, and we'll never get that done. So focus on the most important and try to find ways to eliminate other tasks. Automate, eliminate, delegate, or hire some help. That's one of the ways that you can start to simplify some of the things in your home. And I don't know if many of you might have heard a few weeks ago when we started talking about these to-do lists, and I had written this to-do list, and it was so long. Oh, my God. And I thought, I'm never going to get that finished. Well, when I stopped to evaluate, number one is to evaluate what was on the list. I realized that it was going to take me 10 hours to finish all the different things on my list. So what we need to do is we have to automate, eliminate, delegate, or hire someone to help you. Now, one of the ways when you think about in your home, when it comes to hiring someone, this is that cross, you guys, I got as a trade for my book, and it goes perfectly in one of my rooms that kind of has this kind of color scheme almost. So there we go. So, Shauna, I was just sharing when it comes to simplifying our home tasks, which can almost be as our task list can almost be as long as our work task list.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn to simplify what's going on in our home. You remember that long list I did?
Yeah, I remember.
I was just looking around the room, y'all. I was looking around the kitchen. I was looking around the bedroom. And, oh, my God, I got so overwhelmed. I had to start to eliminate, delegate. I don't know what I could have done to automate. Maybe doing some of those home tasks, the automation has to do with, like, paying your bills. Don't you hate getting bills? Like that stack of stuff I got. Why do you send me all that? You know?
For a receipt.
I know, but they send you all this paper. So one of the ways you can get rid of some of the paper is to automate. You know, get an email and fill up that box. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to talk about that in a minute, too, is how to simplify your email.
Mm.
We don't want nothing. I know I owe you. Didn't I tell y'all that before? Don't they know I know that I owe them and I'm going to pay them when I'm going to pay them? When they turn the lights out or something, that'll be a reminder.
We don't need them reminders.
We've had them in the past, you know. We were always the lucky ones. We always were able to get out of the gate before the power went down, and my sweetheart was always the one stuck on the inside. So, yes, Coach Anna forgets to pay her bills every now and then. Of course, this is another one we've talked about, simplifying your life. Learn how to say no.
Yes, that's a good one. And probably the best one you could ever have is learn how to say no.
We say yes to too much. So the key is developing a habit that really helps you to say no at the appropriate time. And, you know, I share with the women that we are women who are Woman Act Now members who have the discernment to say yes and to say no at the appropriate time.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways to simplify and declutter is to learn how to say no. Well, I guess we spent all that time talking about in March Madness,
mm-hmm.
about all of these different tools that we can use on the Internet. Well, now I'm going to tell you to simplify. You know, I said, girl, get on Twitter. Get on
Facebook.
Get on Skype. Get on, what's that other one?
Cinch.
Get on MySpace. Well, we all left MySpace in a space.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm saying, okay, all that's just way too much. You need to figure out how to simplify that, okay? The way you're going to simplify it is you want to look for an opportunity to do, I'm going to tell you a couple of things. You want to look for a program that will do all of them at one time. there is a browser called Flock, F-L-O-C-K. You can look that up. Flock or flock.com is probably what it is, F-L-O-C-K. It is what we call a social networking browser. All of your social networking, your updates, your comments can be housed in one place, and you can probably respond to all of them from that place. Number two, there's another website called TweetDeck. There's so many of them, but these are some of the ones that I use effectively so that I can maintain my consciousness and awareness trying to keep up with all of these different communication tools. TweetDeck is TweetDeck.com. You can have Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, MySpace, all in the same one so that you can update your statuses. And if you notice, all of these social networks pretty much have the same thing. They have updating statuses, loading up pictures, all of those sorts of things. So you can do that directly from TweetDeck, because that particular part I'm now saying is that, you know what, we've got to simplify our communication. You know, we want to be involved, we want to communicate, we want to keep people up to date. Even if it's your business, there's still a way to simplify. The next thing that I want to encourage you to do is to put a limit on your communication. What that means is that instead of communicating many times throughout the day, you may choose to communicate in the morning. All right, and in this area of communications, let's just identify some things. Number one, the social network. Mm-hmm. Number two, your email. Most people say, well, how do you do that? Well, you can have an automatic response on your email that says, you know what, I check email twice a day, or I check it three times a day, and I'll get back to you if it's an emergency, if there's someone else who works with you or something like that, or they can call a number. Then you'll get those things done. The same thing for your voicemail. If you have voicemail on your cell phone, on your work phone, you can do a voicemail that lets them know that you're in the office that day. I mean, there are many companies that actually require that their employees actually do an updated voicemail every day that says, hello, today is so-and-so, and I'm currently in the office, and I'm available, ... If not, you can please leave me a message, or you can email me at such and such, and I check my emails twice a day. Mm-hmm. So what it does, it starts to create barriers for you so that it begins to give you some space. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the things I do to try to limit communications and limit those opportunities is even with my conference calls or trying to talk to members on a, you know, consistent basis, is not just taking calls out of the blue. Mm-hmm. It's trying to control that communication, trying to control the activity. And I prefer to schedule a conference call, which I know I'm going to give you the best possible attention that I can in that moment, rather than having all these interruptions. And that's really what I'm doing, is limiting those interruptions. So when you think about instant messaging, that's another one. Instant messaging is kind of like a fly.
What you mean?
It's like a fly. You know, you be focused on something, then here come a fly. Are you feeling me yet?
I understand.
You know, so again, instant messaging is another way that you can always leave it open, but you can say that you're busy, you're unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to begin to place those limitations yourself.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to have a lot.
Right.
You got to start to swat those flies. For those of you who are listening to me and you cannot see me, I'm swatting flies and instant messaging. You know, you don't want to talk to all your buddies from Facebook to all these other places. You know, they just keep coming up. So you want to choose when you want to be invaded by the fly.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So if it's only an hour a day. Now, it may not work if you have a working relationship and instant messaging is a way that you work with
mm-hmm.
your people, and that's a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with those flies.
Mm-hmm.
However, if it's just your buddies, you got to let them go, ladies. It's just as simple as that.
Yes, you do.
I know y'all going to say, see, somebody going to send me an instant message saying, here's a fly on the wall.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, you want to maximize your ability to limit your communications, to start
mm-hmm.
to kind of simplify and organize what you do. The other thing is, I mentioned just briefly that I prefer to take phone calls on certain days.
Yes.
You know, I mean, to manage my communication so I can really give people that attention.
Mm-hmm.
But also, another way to simplify is to limit your phone calls to a specific day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that every, you know, if I'm going to do coaching calls, I don't want to do coaching calls all through the week.
Mm-hmm.
I want clusters of coaching calls because then it simplifies it for me because I'm, my mindset is already there. I'm not being
mm-hmm.
jerked out of one project, now I've got to put a hat on here and going back and forth. So a part of simplifying is learning how to cluster some of the things that you do
mm-hmm.
so that you can have the best and highest
right.
focus on those particular days.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the other thing is schedules. They're hard to do.
Yeah, they're hard to do.
But when you do them and you stick to them, it really does simplify your life. And I don't know, I'm just talking right now, Shauna, having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Although they're great to have, and I always find satisfaction
mm-hmm.
in knowing that I've got these different things. Like today I've got several coaching calls, and I know that they're coming up. So
mm-hmm.
my mind is not wondering what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think through that, I know that simplifies it for me versus
mm-hmm.
just doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But more of our time gets pulled into just doing anything.
Yeah.
So I don't understand it. But anyway, if you could learn how to stick to a schedule, it'll probably simplify your life too.
Yes, it will be.
You know, so we know it's hard to do. Okay, here's the next one, simplifying the life, is limiting your media consumption.
The television.
Oh, no. Yes. Why would that simplify your life?
Oh, that's easy. Just don't watch it.
Well, it might be easy for you, but for some, it's not that easy.
Because it's a, well, you know what, when you think about it, it just sucks the life right out of you.
Does it really?
Yes.
But think about this. See, your life is not simplified because you're watching TV and all these other things. And let's not forget the Internet because, you know, you can't get on the Internet. Internet is like media. Okay, I'm going to put that in the media category because you know you sit down to go do a particular project and then you get on that computer
mm-hmm.
and it's 3 hours later and you haven't even done what you sat down to do.
Because
now you're on Google, now you're on Wikipedia, you're on Facebook.
You got to be different.
You in Egypt, honey. You have moved on to Africa. You watching people dance over there. I mean, you're doing something crazy, but you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing when it comes to your ability to simplify.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to say, okay, it's important. Okay, how we simplify is that you cannot open up Internet Explorer, any type of Internet browser.
Well, or can I make another suggestion?
Yeah.
Or you have to discipline yourself. And what I mean by that is that if you sit down to set up a project, don't check your email.
Oh, yeah, that's another
don't
one.
Don't do anything outside of if you get a little pop-up message
apply.
Or if you think of something, instead of trying to jot to run, do that on the Internet.
Oh,
just write it
down.
A little note
mm-hmm.
and do it after. You have to be disciplined to go to that specific thing because you can do it. It's hard. But if you check your emails, you might get something that says something about Entertainment Tonight or News Weekly or some type of other media that you can easily switch off to that you want to look at. Don't do that. You got to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined. So you can do it if you're disciplined, but if you're not, you need to go with Coach Anna's method.
So when we think about that media, when we, that was, excuse us, we have a little bit of a interruption here. Once you they gonna go help them or something. Yeah. Yeah, that we had a little interruption here with our little co-host here. That would be Ricky and Tommy. So I want to go back to the media, to media consumption, and that is, come boys, come in here with mommy. Come on, just give me a minute and I'm coming back to the show. This is what you get for working at home. You gotta take care of your kids. Come on in here. Settle down. All right, I think I can come back to the show. I probably lost all my people now, messing with Tommy and Ricky. All right, but here we go. Let's go back to the media consumption. When we think about media, the other part that I wanted to put out there in simplifying our life, media consists of several different areas. Number one is television. That's one that we spoke about. Number two is radio. Number three is internet. Number four is magazines. All of these things can begin to dominate your life. And so what we want to do is begin to simplify the information you consume. Because this is the part of it that gets you, is that when you're looking at television, magazines, internet, any of these, you're also going to be bombarded by advertisers.
Yes.
You're going to see certain things. I'm amazed at how many times when I'm sitting up there watching that television and I see a Whopper, I see Wendy's, I see Sonic, any of those commercials, all of a sudden I just have this big urge to go.
You want it, don't
you? You know what? And I don't even eat Sonic. And, well, sometimes every now and then I'll get a little something from over there. But, you know, I'm thinking I don't even have that in my memory bank, but yet now I have this desire to consume it. So something's wrong with that picture. But think about doing that all the time. So start to simplify. And then what about thinking about going on a media fast, maybe one day a week? I know you're going to die. Does that include the internet? I could just hear some people saying, well, Coach, what about, now you sure all radio?
Well, I'd be okay with the radio, but when you start talking about my CDs that I have.
Well, music is not quite the same.
Okay,
that's a little bit different.
And we
music
could go
is
on.
Different. Unless, I mean, you know, try to take a media fast. What will that be like? You're probably going to recognize something very, very powerful.
How are you going to do? What? I mean, half of your life has been on the internet.
Well, what you can see, y'all see what kind of issues she got, right? Half of your life has been on the internet.
I mean, like,
so,
for research, ooh, now you got to go back to the dark ages and use the phone book.
Oh, my God, how difficult is that going to be? Didn't you guys see any of the Oprah shows where they did those media fasts and internet fasts, all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
There's a video on Woman Act Now,
mm-hmm.
talk about don't buy anything for 1 year. Okay, and there's an author there that's speaking about it. I don't know what you would search is don't buy anything for a year. I can't remember her name, but there's a video in the video area about her talking about, you know, how her and her husband decided that they weren't going to make a single purchase out of things out beyond things they needed.
Okay.
So the night before this was supposed to start, both of them were on the internet ordering everything. All the things that they thought they might need over the course of the next year before they got involved into this whole process.
Right.
And it was just amazing some of the things that she talked about she was able to do as a result of not making a decision to buy anything unless it was like food or something they needed, you know. And so when you think about your media fast, just give it a try. Maybe it's a media fast that doesn't last a whole day. Maybe you could start it in like, you know, a process. Like, I'm only going to use the internet today for 1 hour.
Okay.
Hey, if you know that you're one of them sisters that spent half of your life on it, you know, 1 hour would be a real big fast for you. So I want to hear from our audience today if they have any suggestions or they want to weigh in on what we're talking about concerning some of this. And I want to know if anybody's willing to take a media fast challenge. You think we got anybody who might want to? Shana, what you going to fast from? Lord, we just trying to, you didn't met the challenge, so that's all we was trying to get. She's a champion now, so I figure I'm ready to move her right on to the media fast.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she said, uh-huh. So here we go. So think about this. If you want to take the challenge, I've got 615. We want to invite you to the show. Is that Virginia? Hello? Uh-oh, I think I lost her. Wait a minute, maybe 615, when I got to her, she's like, I'm out of here. But maybe we'll get her back. No, 615 just disappeared.
Oh.
So that's all right. You can come back when you can. All right. So we have, if you want to weigh in, just press number one, and I'll see that you want to join us on the show and share some of your comments with us. But we're going to continue to talk about, I think this is a big one. Yes, she just called us back.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Virginia, is that you?
Yeah, that's I. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just perfect.
Okay. I'm really enjoying the show because you all are making it very light for me to let go of some things, but I was hearing some of the facts, like, you know, the media facts, and I'm not, you know, I have the internet at home, but I serve that for, you know, reasons that I need. My biggest problem is incorporating exercise. Like, I am an exercise junkie. I'm so serious, and it's becoming more difficult for me in the morning to run 2 miles, 5 miles, and I'm just having a fit. So I thought, well, maybe if I would arrange, you know, like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday and Thursday. I exercise every single day.
Oh, wow. Well, you need to take a fast, honey, just so your body
I know that's but that's the hardest thing for me that I'm finding now that I'm not working nights and I have all this time in the morning, which of course I need to be, you know, filling up my funnel, you know, for, you know, the next day, throughout the week, for the next couple of weeks, and I literally would put off filling up that funnel completely because I'm like, I gotta exercise. I need some help with just putting that in perspective.
Well, when you think about it, what's wrong with, I mean, that's something you do for yourself.
Right.
Why do you think that's a bad thing?
Well, it's because of the time. Like, for me, most people work in the morning. It's best for me to exercise in the morning because I'm not an afternoon or a, you know, evening workout.
Right.
It has to be early morning. And that kind of goes into some of my planning time. So that's why it's difficult for me because it moves into my planning time for what I need to do that day. If I have an appointment at 9 o'clock and I'm in the midst of about my third mile, I'm not getting off the treadmill. That's horrible, isn't it?
Okay, No, it's not horrible at all, I think. But I think it's what's important is just finding out something that really works for you, you know, for you to put into your life. I mean, to simplify. I mean, it might mean you need to get up an hour earlier. Are you really that committed to that exercise?
Yes, I am. I'm very committed. But what happens is that at 6 o'clock I do have a little part-time that I prepare for. And then when I get back, it's about 8 o'clock. So that's where that little dilemma is because when I get back home, it's about 8, and then I exercise, but it goes into, you know, planning for the rest of the day.
Well,
next thing I know, it's almost 12 noon.
Yeah, well, you got to consider maybe looking at some of the other things that are going on in your life the day before.
Okay.
You can shift some of that planning process to the day before so that you can move right into your day.
Okay.
You know, because we've talked about just taking that 5 minutes to think about what you want to do, 5 minutes to review the previous day, and 5 minutes to plan for the day coming forward.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's
good.
That might
help you simplify it just a bit.
Right. Okay.
So
yeah, okay, thanks, because that helps put it in perspective when you – I don't have those problems like with media and the internet and things like that. And I'm like, okay, how can I bring this into what I'm doing, what I need to do, that I can be effective?
Because
that's what I want to do. I want to be effective.
Yeah, when you think about a fast of any sort, what is that for? It's oftentimes it's really to get more clarity about whatever it is that you're trying to do. So to allow space in your life to gain clarity about a particular issue, a particular, whether it's even your physical body, if you're fasting from food, you're trying to gain, create space in your life to ability to think a little bit more. So. Not think, but, you know, think about some of the things that you're doing. So in your case, you know, it may not be either of those things. It just could be maybe taking an extra 30 minutes before you go to sleep to plan out your day so you're not so delayed.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining the show, Miss Virginia.
Thank you.
You are welcome. So, wow, I guess here's another one. Boy, this is going to lead us right into next month, and our theme for next month is Healthy, Wealthy, Wise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to have some challenges, you know that, in the month of May.
I've been looking forward to them.
I hope you started on yours. I saw you walking Scotty the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, one of those challenges is going to be walking 28 miles. In fact, today, three women have already joined the challenge. They said, we own it, honey. We're going to walk around this complex or something. But we getting our 28 miles in before we get there on May, whatever date that is.
It's May the 30th.
May the 30th. So you want to, I told you, start walking now, ladies. If you need some extra time, you can walk, you can run, you can ride, you can elliptical, you can do whatever it is that you can measure some miles. You know, and all we want to do is do 28. Some of us aren't doing anything. We're zero walking, zero talking, zero everything.
Tell them about, because I downloaded the pedometer, or am I saying that right?
Yes, pedometer on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I'm going to clock out, like, you know, 0.5 and then 0.5 back to the house.
Okay. So then you need to put your pedometers on and start clocking those miles, ladies, clocking those steps. So when we think about that, I want to also encourage you when it comes to simplifying is limiting your buying habits. That's going to be a real challenge in May, is that we're going to drag some of this simplification and decluttering right on into May with those wise financial decisions. So if you're a slave to materialism and consumerism, there are ways to escape. So the way that you can do it, you can feel much freer if you began to develop a habit of buying less.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our challenges in the month of May is certainly going to be, what were those three questions? We're gonna give the ladies the card. I think there were three or four questions that we had for them to answer before they purchase. Here it is, right here.
Yeah.
Before they purchase. So we are going to give you a challenge for the rest of the year. This is going to be May. And so for the rest of the year to save $500.
That's 8 months. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Mm-hmm. So starting in May, we're going to start with the challenge to save $500 by the end of December. Okay, and it's a simple format of the way we're going to do it. And so, and this goes right into simplifying. Didn't I say simple format, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So number one is you're going to ask yourself four questions. Four questions, and this will help you simplify those buying habits, you know, to start to declutter your mind in that habit of purchasing and buying things. Now, you should have found some stuff you ain't seen in a long time with all this decluttering. Just consider it new. You know that dress or that blouse or that purse or something. Ooh, girl, I didn't even know I had this. Well, consider it new. So that ought to be help you with some of that buying stuff. But anyway, number one is you're going to ask yourself these questions. Did I plan to buy this? Oh, my God. Now, half of y'all ain't going to buy nothing just answering that question because you know you didn't plan to buy it. You didn't even plan to go to the store. You was on your way to the post office and saw a sale sign. And you just stopped and went in there. You did not plan to buy this. The second one is, if I have to pay cash, do I still want it? Now, you know you don't want it if you got to pay cash. If you're pulling out a credit card or even your debit card, well, debit is like cash, but it's not quite like cash because you don't like feeling it. It's like when I went into the store and I had all my little stuff on the thing, I was like, I told the lady, I ain't got the $45, so put that subtotal on there. Because when I get past 44, I'm going to have to tell you to keep some of that. And then I thought, put that on there first. Put that on there first, right? Put that on there first, you know.
To make sure you got what you
I
want to
make
wanted.
Sure what I really planned to buy when I went into the store yesterday, I planned to go in to get some grapefruits, and I came out with $44 and some cents. Now, them grapefruits wasn't but 39 cents. I could have took $3 in there and bought the five or six grapefruits I planned to buy.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started seeing all this other stuff. So I needed all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, including them chocolate donuts I have just thought about, girl, that you know we're going to eat when we finish this call. Yes, we are. We are going to eat some of them chocolate donuts. Because I did not plan to buy them, and so I'm going to eat them up, and I won't buy them anymore. So number three, what will happen if I don't buy this? Oh, my God, the world's going to fall. The sky is falling. If you don't buy this, you're going to ask yourself these questions, ladies. We're trying to simplify. Boy, but I'm going to be on you in May because this is going to be your challenge. Asking yourself these four questions, we're going to create a little card that you can download and print and put in your wallet. In fact, I want you to paste it to your ATM card or your credit card. Just put it on the back with a little bit of sticky tacky tape.
Then you can't slide the card.
Good. That is my point. Do you understand me yet, ladies? That is the point, that no, you cannot use this, because I know you can't, you won't be able to answer these questions and feel good about it and spend that money. This is called simplifying your bad consumption habits. And then the fourth one is, do I need this or just want it? You remember I said we're women who can make a decision between our what? Needs and our wants. So I'm going to ask you that question, but guess what? I'm asking you to stick with this challenge for the next 8 months or 7 months from May to December. And, girl, you fool around and have some Christmas money. And you're going to be like, Coach, honey, I saved me a whole lot of money. And then, see, the idea is this. When you begin to, you have to pay attention to the habits that when you begin to, you go in to buy this. Then you're going to ask yourself, what, did I plan to buy this? It's going to be like Coach Anna sitting up there talking, did you plan this? You're going to be like, God, dog, I can hear Coach saying, did you plan this? You know you didn't plan that, girl. Put that back.
Well, you know what? I'm doing pretty good in those areas. I ask myself those questions now.
Do you have any money to buy anything? That should be another question.
Oh, do you have it to buy?
Do you have any money?
Oh, that's what I ask myself, too.
To buy
like,
this.
Can you really afford to buy this? Do you need this right now? Shauna, think about this. If you don't need it, that's not what you plan to come in here for.
All those questions. You're going to be a rich woman. For you, you're going to have some money. You're going to be like, girl, I don't need that either. I don't need that chocolate donut. I don't need that, but I got them in there, so I'm going to go ahead and eat them because I got them. It ain't like I'm going to the store because I'm just talking about simplifying right now. I didn't have this yesterday. If I would have had this, I probably would have left them chocolate donuts at the store. But we're going to put this in effect on on May of next year. May 1st of 2010. Going to be asking you those questions. So we're going to create a little card for you to download and stick to the back of your credit card. Girl, you ain't going to spend no money next month. Pay your bills. Write a check for your rent. Write a check for your mortgage. Write a check for your car note. Every time you go to swipe, you be like, oh, can't do it, can't do it. That's what you're going to feel. I'm putting it out there in the atmosphere.
You just lift the paper up.
Well, that's why I lose half of my cards. Every other month, I'm losing my ATM card. And actually, it's kind of cool. You notice I lost my, I misplaced. I don't really lose anything. But I misplaced my Amex card, my personal card. You notice how low my bill's been, real low. Because I ain't got no card, y'all. I got some automatic stuff on there, but I ain't got no card. So that Amex, I feel so good about it, too, when I open it up, that personal one. Because I don't even have no card, so I can't make no charges. That is such a great thing to do. Leave your cards at home, your ATM card. Girl, go to the bank and get your $100 for the month. And leave it at home.
Your $100 for the month for just your personal spending?
Yes, like when you leave, take $20 with you and leave the other $80 to dish it out like you need it.
You know what? I actually do better when I have cash than when I have the card.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Because I don't want to spend the cash. I hate spending my own money.
See what I'm saying? Are you feeling us yet, ladies?
Well, I can have $20 and it'll last me a whole month in my wallet.
Now, you know that's just like too long. I'm scared to carry cash because I'm just such a giver. I be seeing people on the street.
I don't see nobody on the street.
No, you don't, do you? If I see somebody on the street, this man had a sign hollering about, you know what? I can see a big juicy hamburger right now. Do you have some money for me to buy it?
Just go buy him the burger. I've done
no,
that before.
No, he didn't want no burger. He was just wanting me to see what he saw. He wanted the money.
I'll go buy him the burger.
I know the man was standing outside the Chipotle talking about, ma'am, do you have 10 cents? I said, no. I waved my ATM card in front of him, and I said, I just have plastic today. I have no money. I said, would you like me to buy you something to eat? He said, oh, no. I said, he ain't hungry. He probably wants that money for something else. You see what I'm saying? So, ladies, this is just too much for me. So, I don't know. I couldn't get past that financial thing. Ooh, here's one. Simplify your life.
Okay.
Learn how to spend a little time with yourself. Then you don't have to go out, y'all. Don't have to spend no money. You don't have to be entertaining nobody. You don't have to buy no chips and no dips for them people coming over to your house. Spend some time with yourself. You see what I'm saying? I know this might sound crazy, but it's the real truth. Don't become a hermit because you don't want to spend no money now. But at the same time, girl, I ain't going nowhere. Shoot. Somebody say you want to go, no, I just want to spend a little time alone. Why? Because I don't want nobody to ask me for nothing. I don't want nobody to ask me to go nowhere.
Don't wanna give no
I don't want to have to cook for nobody. Just going to spend some time alone. So we're calling this simplifying. You know, if they ask you, well, what's going on? Tell them I'm simplifying.
That's right.
So there you go, ladies. Hey, you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy with my sidekick here, Shauna Stallworth. And I'd like to invite any who's listening today, if you want to chime into our discussion, and tell us how you feel about the challenge we're going to put forth in May about that money. Everybody don't raise your hand up at the same time. I see you. I see you watching. All right, here's another one, simplify. Now, I know you might think Coach is crazy, but I'm going to help you save some money, lose some weight, solve some medical issues you might have with this next one on simplifying your life. Eat slowly. I know you've got to be thinking, she must be crazy. Well, think about it this way. If you eat slowly, okay, you're probably missing out on your meal anyway.
Tell them how many times they're supposed to chew their food.
32 times for each tooth. Your food should be a pulp. It should be like juice. It should be like it's a parade by the time it goes down your throat. It's not supposed to be chunks of food. It's supposed to be juices from food by the time it gets into your belly. Now, you might think I'm really, really kidding, but I'm not, okay? If you learn how to eat slowly, eat mindfully, girl, you're going to reduce your food intake, so therefore you're going to reduce your money needed to buy food. You're going to eat a whole lot less food if you slow down and be mindful about what you're eating. Not only that, you're trying to simplify. And guess what? You are going to taste your food. You're going to be surprised what chicken really tastes like. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all ain't tasted it in years. Tastes like chicken. Everything tastes like chicken when you eat it fast. Okay, so slow that thing down. The next thing is, it's also going to improve your digestion. Many of us have issues. You know, we get anxiety. We get all of these different issues when we're eating. So I'm going to challenge you today. I know you think I you probably say, hey, Coach, sound crazy, but I am as serious as a heart attack. I did not mindfully eat today because I was trying to do it before the show. But I want to challenge you to take 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes, to eat your food, whatever you eat, no matter how much or how little. I want you to just take 10 minutes to eat mindfully and slowly today. But here's the thing that I want you to do. For those who are listening, just when you take a bite, even if it's a hamburger, if you're eating a hamburger or you're chewing on a chicken leg, whatever it is, what I want you to do is take a bite and put it down. If you have a fork, put it down. If you have a burger or a sandwich or something, put it down. And just chew and reflect. Really think about what you're eating Think about what it tastes like. You're going to be real surprised. Some things you're probably eating that you don't really like. Or you may not even like the texture of the food, but you've just been eating it. You've just been unconscious. When I first did this exercise, you know, I went to the buffet. There was a buffet in the exercise. There were a group of us together to teach us how to mindfully eat, to slow down just a little bit, and to show us that literally we would not eat as much as we thought we would eat. So I went to the buffet, and it was a breakfast buffet. So, you know, I'm eating kind of think I'm eating healthy. So I got me some oatmeal, and I put some fruit, some strawberries in my oatmeal. Now, this is just what I did because I thought, you know, I kind of like this, right? Mm-hmm. I got back to the table, and I started eating that oatmeal and them strawberries. I did not like it at all. And here I had eaten it over. You know why? Because now I could taste it. Because I would eat a bite at a time, and I'd put my, I was like, I don't like the way strawberries taste hot.
Mm-hmm.
Come to think of it, once I mixed it with my oatmeal and stuff, I'm mm-hmm. like, I do not like the way this tastes.
Right.
So when you think about it, ladies, I want to encourage you to eat slowly today, eat mindfully to simplify your life, to think about some things. So I want to invite 410 to the show. Is that in Baltimore?
Yes.
How you doing today?
How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Who
good, good, good. Daphne.
Hey, Daphne.
Yeah, I had to call. You are hilarious. just
well, you
hilarious.
Know what? I'm going to say thank you for that. I appreciate it.
But, no, really, you know, I like what you're talking about with this whole simplify.
Yeah.
It's so practical, and you just add the humor to it, which makes it even more agreeable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
oh,
I just wanted
awesome.
To call and just thank you for what you're doing. I'm at work, so I don't want to stay on here too long, but thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, you are so welcome, girl. That's why you was kind of talking kind of low. You
exactly.
in a cubicle? Are you
yes.
in a cubicle?
Yes.
All right, girl. We're going to let you go, Daphne.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thank
Thanks.
You so much.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Miss Virginia, I'm coming back to you. Are you there? Give us a second. All right. Let's try it now. Virginia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I love the show. It's so much fun. I'm looking so forward to that challenge this coming up May.
Yes.
And I tell you, for me, if I carry cash, I'm going to spend it.
Ooh.
But if I carry that debit card,
yes.
I will not use it. But if I have cash on me, I'm going to use it all.
I tell you, it works for everybody, don't it? Because I want to tell y'all something, too, about them debit cards. See, I was talking about this earlier, and I got a video of me talking about this situation. We got to find that video from the church, from Margie's church.
Oh,
oh, my God, it was hilarious. We need to find it and put it on at least that little clip about that credit card, that debit card. When, you know, I'm always transparent. You know, I had this overcharge, $300, $400 or something. For bank fees. I told them people they was crazy. I wasn't going to pay them bank fees because I didn't give them permission to charge me no bank fees. I told them if I don't have no money in my account when I go up there to swipe it, then you just decline me. I ain't embarrassed. Just say, ma'am, I'm sorry, but we have to decline this. Thank you very much. I don't want you to accept my poor accounting skills and then charge me $35.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some. Y'all want to tell you, pay attention to your bank statements coming to you. There's a notice in them asking your permission. In order for them to charge you that overdraft fee, you're going to have to give them permission to do so. Otherwise, you might feel like you're embarrassed. But I'm telling you, honey, sometimes you just don't count right. Just be embarrassed for you pay them people $35, then $70, then $100. $105, then $210.
Mm-hmm.
I told those people, I can't pay you. Go talk to somebody because I didn't get nobody. I didn't pay you to approve my stuff and I ain't got no money. I ain't got no money.
Right.
So, ladies, there you have it. This is Coach Anna McCoy. I want you to know you're loved and appreciated today, and we want to encourage you to take the challenge, and that is clean out your trunk. get the junk out of your trunk, and then on next week, join us for Monday Empowerment 15 Minutes, and don't forget about Empowered by Wynn Tuesdays. You're loved and appreciated, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.